Deputy Commissioner, we're glad to have you on. We were talking about preparing for the storm. Let's talk about what to do after the storm.
Okay, well, after the storm, hopefully the storm's passed you by and you don't have any damage. Unfortunately, there have been a couple times when to me, I have had damage. So a couple things you need to do. One is don't go out until you know it's safe to do so. You want to wait till the storm has passed. We don't want you damaged. If your property's damaged, that's bad enough. So survey the damage, take photos. If you're going to be making a claim, take photos, call your insurance agent or your insurance company to report your claim. And again, I want to emphasize the photos. You can't have enough of those. We also recommend that you not make repairs unless it's a repair that you're going to need to make to prevent further damage. For example, if you have roof damage, you may want to put a tarp over your roof to prevent further damage. But you want to make sure that you and the insurance company have settled on what the damage is and what's going to be paid and that sort of thing before you go into and make the actual repairs. Get all that settled. One of the sad things that happens when we have a tragedy like a hurricane or any type of natural disaster is we have scammers coming out there. And we really want to warn people about scammers. One rule of thumb is if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. So you want to deal with people who are licensed. If you have access to the Internet, and sometimes you may not, if the power's out, but maybe you will on your smartphone, see if you can check on people who are coming by. Be wary of these people who say, I'm going to, I've got a deal for you, and I can only do it today. I can make this repair today, or I've got some material I can get here and do it really quickly, that sort of thing. Be real wary of that. Don't pay them up front. We have too many reports of people who have asked for payment up front, suspecting that the homeowner pays them, and then they never see that money again. That's all just really sad to do. So I guess those are some of the main things that we ask for. If you're not going to be able to stay in your home, if it's not inhabitable, and you're going to have to pay to stay somewhere else, a hotel or someplace like that, remember to keep your receipts. Always keep your receipts. Even for the repairs you have to make up front to prevent further damage, keep your receipts for that so that you can get repaid by your insurance company. So that's kind of in a nutshell some of the main things that we encourage people to do. And hopefully we're prepared and damage will be minimal. Hopefully we have the right amount of coverage so that if something does happen, we will be able to be made whole following a storm.
That sounds awesome. Really appreciate all that great information. Would you be prepared to talk to us a little bit about this auto insurance rate increase that's happening in our state July 1st?
Okay, well, there's a rate increase coming that's later in the year. There are some changes you may be talking about that's going on. July the 1st, some minimum coverage changes, and is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the legislature has approved a bill a couple years ago. They want to increase the minimum amount of coverage that you have to have in liability to drive your car. The current amount is what we call 30, 60, 25. And that's $30,000. Your coverage is limited to $30,000 for any one person in an accident for an injury, up to $60,000 for all injured persons in an accident, and then up to $25,000 in property damage in an accident. So that 30, 60, 25 figure on July the 1st is going to go up to 50, 150. Again, same thing, $50,000. For any one person in an injury, $100,000 for all injured persons, and $50,000 for property damage. For some people, this will likely end up increasing their insurance premium. It will not increase it for most people because only a little over a quarter of the people in North Carolina, a quarter of the cars in North Carolina have the minimum. Most people already have more than the minimum. They, along with their insurance agents, have talked about this and decided that that is the current really may not be enough to cover them in case of a wreck. You can hit a bumper on the back of a car, and that's got a bunch of you're not gonna be able to pay $200 to replace a bumper in a new car. That's got a bunch of sensors in it. There's going to be a camera on the back of the car. Just repairs are a lot more expensive than they used to be. So a lot of people already have the increased coverage, more than the minimum. So we anticipate this not affecting nearly 3/4 of the people. This part. There are a couple other changes that are going into effect July the 1st. Again, these are things that have been passed into law. There's some new things for inexperienced drivers, and there are some new changes affecting insurance points for people who have serious traffic violations and crimes. For example, racing or DWI offenses or aggressive driving, that sort of thing. Your points stayed on your insurance points stayed on for 3 years, and now that could go up. Let's see, it could go to 5 to 8 years. I believe it's 8 years.
Gotcha. Deputy Communications Director for the State Department of Insurance, Barry Smith, you have given us a wealth of information on several topics today. Really enjoyed talking to you, and we hope Commissioner Causley is feeling much better soon.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy
talking to you.
You got it. Enjoy the rest of your day.